Turning the Living into Dying, by Krishna's Mercy.
जो चेतन कह जा, द करे जा, दही करे चैतन्य, असमर्थ रघुनायक ही भजे जीव ते धन्य.
Quote, those living beings who worship Sri Rama, who is capable of turning the living into non-living and the non-living into living, are fortunate and blessed. Dohavli, 128.
Goswami Tulsidas says that those people who worship Sri Rama are fortunate. They are dhanya. They are blessed because of the decision, which has a sound philosophical backing. This means that it is an educated decision, based on knowledge of the realities of the life situation. Tulsidas explains that Rama, who is also known as the hero of the Raghu dynasty, can give life to the lifeless. This is one way to explain the emergence of life. That child appearing within the womb came from somewhere. There is the playing field, the kshetra, but there has to be someone to first plant the seed.
Sarvayonishu konte murtaya sambhavanti yara tasa brahma mahad yonir aham bija pradha pita.
Quote, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 14.4.
There would not be life without Rama. He can animate the rock, if necessary. This was seen in the bridge to Lanka. A large army was able to cross an expanse of ocean by foot, due to rocks floating on the surface of the water. The other side of the equation is turning the living into non-living. We know this to be the case at the time of death. The person who was speaking to us mere moments prior, who was full of life, who could engage in a conversation, who could make plans for the future, is suddenly gone. The body remains. The same playing field is there. Nothing else appears to be different. It is just that the life force is gone. It has moved on to some other place, in the way that air carries the fragrance of blossoming flowers in the season of spring.
Shariran yad avapnoti yach chape utkramti shvara grihi tvetani sanyati vayur gandhan ivashat.
Quote, the living entity in the material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another as the air carries aromas. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.8.
This travel is due to Rama. He is the individual behind the formidable factor known as time. Time is the cause of birth. Time is the cause of death. Birth is the cause of our suffering. Time works at Rama's direction, and the operation runs off of individual desire. From the Ramayana history, we have the incident of Rama transforming an area of land that was known for life. The name is Janastana. It is in this place that Rama defended against 14,000 aggressors of the Rakshasa species.
Janasthane hatasthane nehte rakshasa bale. Ashakten tvaya raksha kritme drasadhuve.
Quote, O Rakshas, when your Rakshasami had been killed in Janasthana, turning it into Hatasthana, land of the dead, being powerless you committed this wicked deed. Sita Devi, Valmiki Ramayana, Sundara Kand, 21.29-30.
As Sita Devi later noted, Rama turned Janasthana into Hatasthana. The land of the living became the land of the dead. The 14,000 attackers lost their life force. They were previously feared for their strength and prowess. They were full of life, utilizing it for the purpose of sinful advancement. Instead of worshipping Rama, they attacked him. The wise person chooses worship because they understand that both life and death are due to the same factor. There is a single presiding force. Why not work for his favor? Why not be on his good side? Why not be blessed instead of perpetually condemned, repeatedly spinning on the cycle of birth and death? In closing, wherein repeatedly spinning, and liberation not winning, because Rama against, like to Janasthana went, turn to Hatasthana where, appropriate punishment there, to that one be bound, in whom all potency found.